Yeah, we're talking Schmidt, dude. We're talking Schmidt right now.
Just give it the old college try right here.
Oh, big dog's in.
Schmitty, what do you think, Schmitty?
He could just pull shit off.
Talking Schmidt.
Dude, he's so fucking busy.
Shit my pants, Vlad.
You roll the decks, it's fucking deep.
Are you ready?
Come on, Schmidt.
I'm here for Greg Schmidt.
Yo, what's up? Guess what? I fucked up again. Every fucking podcast I do, I fucked up somehow. So I hit record, but it wasn't recording. And we're going to run through a few quick questions that I just did. So here we are in the SFC with the homie, Justin Robinson, a.k.a. Big Hungry.
This is fucking Groundhog Day.
What's good?
What's the deal?
Okay, so you were born and raised?
Born in Oakland, raised in Richmond, but right. Raised in Oakland too, and fucking used to come to the city a lot.
We don't even need to talk about the Raiders because fuck football.
Fuck the Raiders.
But
nah,
how you
not
feeling?
Fuck the Raiders. I fuck with the Raiders, but I don't give a fuck about the Raiders.
Football's not really your jam, but what's up with the Warriors coming to SF?
Warriors, though, fucking, that sucks. But I mean, like, there's going to be some, like, it's got to be some hotties cruising at the game and shit, so I'll be hyped on that. I don't even really go to that many Warriors games in Oakland.
It's expensive now.
It's expensive, and, like, their championship team, and
yep,
I can watch them on TV wherever the fuck they're playing.
Exactly.
I always like watching, like, home teams beat other teams on the way. Like, when the Warriors go somewhere else and beat somebody else, you know, like,
that's
like
the
I
best.
Like watching that way more.
Yeah.
Like, I remember they won a championship.
Like, in Cleveland.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking LeBron crying.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. That's the best.
You think Mr. Fab's going to come over to the – is he going to be sitting behind the bench in SF?
Because
he's courtside in
yeah,
Oakland.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably. If you ask him, he'll be like, come on, baby. You know me, baby.
Fabby Davis Jr.
Yeah, Fabby Davis Jr. Come on, baby. You know I still got my tickets, baby. Come on now. You know me. I'm at every game. You ain't see me? You ain't see me at the game?
when did you start rapping?
10th grade. 10th grade with the homie – Neo and the homie Gata, and they were like, they were killing it, you know, like they had their shit going, like the Hitman Squad.
Was that in Richmond or Oakland?
Yeah, that was in Richmond.
Okay.
I was in Richmond. It's crazy because a lot of fools always like, oh yeah, town, Oakland rapper and shit. I'm like,
yeah.
Really, I'm from Richmond, but like, I just claim the whole East Bay, you know, like,
yeah.
I learned some shit in Berkeley, I learned some shit in Oakland, learned a lot in Richmond, you know, like, but started in the 10th grade, and I remember what really got me hooked was I did a song and the homies were like, you did good or whatever. I was like, oh, whatever. That shit was trash. But some chicks were rapping my verse from this song because they just put out like a little CD. They were just handing out the CDs and the last song was my verse. And these chicks knew my verse word for word.
What?
And it was like some dirty lyrics, you know? I was like rapping about like chicks leaving their panties in the back seat, like
yeah.
Running trains with the homies. And like they was rapping that shit word for word. And I was like, damn. All right, sprung on the tongue.
SoundCloud or?
No, this is way before SoundCloud.
How did they?
Because my homies were making little discs. Yeah. Before SoundCloud, like, you would go and buy 1,000 CDs. And if you had the money to get them pressed up, you would go for it. But if you just wanted to go and have, like, a fucking 7-disc burner.
Yeah.
And sit there with 1,000 CDs and, like, burn your shit over and over and over. Write something on it and then fucking pass them out, sell them for $5. I used to sell them for $5 and shit.
No way.
Little mixtapes and shit, yeah.
You say you're better at writing the lyrics than freestyling?
Yeah. Just because freestyling, like, that's a fucking art in itself.
Yeah.
Being able to think, I can't think that fucking fast.
Right.
To say something that I would be happy with.
Right.
It's usually when no one's, like, recording or nothing like that. If I freestyle, then I say some shit that I'm pretty sure if I practice, I'd be, like, magnificent, but I'd rather just fucking write this shit down. I can write a fucking whole album in a day if I really, you know,
really
wanted to. Just like I can just write and write and write. Sick. You know, yeah. But
when you write, do you have a muse or do you write about like
the beat? The beat is what takes me to wherever.
Oh,
if the beat is on some smooth player shit, then I'm gonna come off on some smooth player shit. You know, if the beat's like more like hip hop, kind of giving me some like old school, like 90s East Coast vibe, then I'm gonna take it like that. You know what I'm saying? If it's like giving me some Bay Area slap vibes, then I'm gonna get hyphy with it. You know what I'm saying? I can rap over whatever, whenever, however.
So you get the beats first?
Yeah, I get the beat and then I listen to the beat, and I really can't even write until I'm in the studio.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was reading some book from some fucking lady.
Interesting.
I can't even remember what her name was, but she doesn't write until it's like forced out of her mind into her hand, you know? Like, she feels like if she can think about it and she can come to the agreement in her head or whatever it is, then it's kind of, she's just done with it. There's no need to talk about it.
Oh.
But if it's something that she needs to put out and she needs to hear herself say it or read it or write it down, that's how her writing becomes, you know? And it's kind of the same with me. Like, if I'm by myself in a room and I'm writing to some shit, like, I may, like, once I feel like whatever I just said was tight, I kind of, like, whatever, you know? Like, I need to be there to know that I'm in the studio. Whatever I'm about to write down, I'm about to spit it. So then I'm not, like, you know? But there's been times where there's been verses or the way to start off a verse, like, a six or seven bars or something that I've always, like, had in my head. And then when I finally hear a beat, I'm like, oh, this goes perfect with that.
And then how does the process go of getting the – you don't make beats, right?
Nah, I wish I did, but – I'm kind of terrible. Like, I'm not buying no beats from nobody or nothing. The last two projects that I did was with people who just fuck with my lyrics. And they're like, yeah, dude, we'll do a whole project together. Oh. And that's, like, kind of easy for me because, like, I'm such a fucking slouch with my own shit when it comes to putting my own shit out. Like, I can promote it and tell people about it, like, when I'm talking to them. But, like, putting it out and, like, doing everything by myself, no manager or no fucking – I'm like underground, you know, like nobody's helping me with shit. So it's like, if I can link up with somebody who's like, I'll make all the beats and you can record them with me and I'll like help promote it. I'm like, well, fuck it. Like,
yeah.
What we got to lose, you know?
Right.
And I'd rather a fucking big name producer be like, yo, I just want to work with you.
Yeah.
Versus me coming and being like, let me buy this beat. Cause I can fucking rap over whatever fucking beat that somebody spent fucking $100,000 over and get my point across just as well. I feel like, you know?
Uh-huh. You've played, like, a bunch of cool skate things.
Yeah.
Like, you did Skater of the Year. You've done Grant's Vulcan Party. Yeah, your music's been in some Thrasher videos.
Yeah.
What's the one thing that out of all that stuff that was like, damn, this is pretty tight?
Well, it had to be, like, two things on both those platforms. Like, performing live performances, my favorite one was the Anti-Hero 18th. Anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I hit you with my board that day.
Yeah.
You're fucking pissed. And yeah, that day was sick because it was more than just me rapping. Like, the whole thing of like me not knowing, like, just how sick 1-8 is, like, how deep the skating is, everybody who's royal for them, and
yeah,
all the people that I fuck with skateboarding and like fools that I thought was just cool homies and who they look up to it and who I started to look up to once I started being into skating too and being like, oh yeah, that is gnarly. Oh yeah, Cards is fucking the best out. Like, damn, yeah. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And just being able to like just zoop like right into this world and kind of see shit, and it's like there's a whole nother world that I've like was into like before this, and like it was just like it was like a refresh button in life, you know?
Yep.
To like have something to relate to that wasn't like something that I necessarily, I mean, I had Tony Hawk's Pro Skater and shit, but that was like it. I didn't know shit about skating, you know? So to do the 18 party and have Julian like email me and be like, yo, you wanna do this? Cause like Julian was another one, like I didn't fucking know what was up with that dude before. Like, I thought he didn't like me. Like,
right.
I was like, man, yeah. I hang out with my homies who skate, and they hang out with y'all, you know?
Yeah.
But then the more and more start hanging out, you know, and, like, actually getting to know these dudes on a personal level, it's like, oh, yeah, all right, you guys are fucking my homies too, you know?
For real.
But, yeah, that was sick, because Julian barely knew me, and I didn't really know him like that. But he came to a show in West Oakland, and just, like, the next weekend, he was like, yo, dude, we're doing our anniversary. You should perform. I was like, what? Hell yeah. You know? Like, so that day, whatever, you know, like, I got some shrooms, went to Andy's house, and it was the same old story. Like I said, I just rap, you know? Like,
yeah.
When it comes down to, like, at a show, like, oh, who's going to play your music? Like, fuck it, just plug it up to my phone. I don't know. And it was one of those deals where, like, Trixie and Tony just played, and Jake, I'm pretty sure, too.
Mm.
And they were done. And I was like, what? Like, how can I play my music? And they were just like, I don't know, like, where's your shit? So I'm like frying balls, like, damn, dude, like, I'm not even about to be able to fucking perform. Like, so I ran over to the shop, to Dirty Pigeon, grabbed the laptop, or took a laptop there, downloaded my shit, and then brought it back, and I performed. And it was just sick, dude. It was like,
yeah,
Grasso was there, Cards was there, fucking all the fucking sick dudes who ride.
Right.
Like, I've never seen Petrel like that fucking packed.
It was cool.
It's just right there. And then, like, yeah, you got the fucking sick clips of Chuty fucking
Chuty breakdancing there
with the cornrows and shit. Like, yeah,
that
dude,
was super
that,
cool.
That day is definitely, like, skate shit, no, non-skate shit. It was, like, just the energy on that day, like, performing and having fun with homies who fucking stand for some shit that I, you know, like, I was kind of, like, knew what was up with skaters but didn't know what was up. And once I, like, found my camaraderie with those fools and they're like, yeah, we want you to fucking do get down with us. And do, you see what we do. Like, we like what you do with your art or whatever the fuck you want to call it. You know, like, get down with the get down. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And then as far as, like, videos, like, Stone, any, like, Stone clips, you know, like, I'm just, like, so hyped that, like, he was that hyped to just, like, play my shit. Because, like, Redder was the first person to play some of my songs on, like, Double skate Rock. Edits. Double Rock. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Double Rock edits. And, like, that would be trippy to me because it would be, like, a New Balance Double Rock edit. And I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, this is so random, you know? Yeah. Like, Arto Sari, like, skating to, like, some random-ass song of mine. I'm like, damn.
Uh-huh.
But then once Stone started throwing, like, two of my songs on, like, one edit, like, back-to-back, and, like, Grant's, like, ripping some random-ass DIY and fucking who the fuck knows where, fucking some random-ass, like, city and some random-ass country. Like, I was just like, damn, dude, this is sick. And shit that I was, like, homies who see it, they're congratulating me and saying it's sick, but it was, like, some shit for myself to be like, man, like, I'm actually hyped to, like, see this, like, collage of somebody ripping to my song. And it's like, I don't care how many views it gets. Like, I know the motherfucker who filmed this, and I know the motherfuckers that's skating, and they're ripping. And, like,
that's it right there.
It's just so sick,
it's,
you know?
It's the whole
so,
circle.
Because, like, the more and more I got into skating, the more and more I started learning about the history. Oh, who started this company? Who started? And I'm late as fuck, so I would be like, oh, what the fuck trickles that? Or, like, who the fuck? And then I started really getting into it. So then I started, like, because Rainey's fucking, he knows everything about, like, the boards and what fucking article, what month, what day. Like, you know, like,
Encyclopedia Bears.
All this shit, dude. He's got all the sick shit. So,
yeah.
Like, and then I started getting into it more. So then, like, being around somebody like Tommy G and, like, we're talking about, like, OG Texas skaters or something, you know? And then, I'm looking at Tommy like, damn, this is the OG set. Like,
fuck yeah,
this is why fools are like, oh, this motherfucker. Oh, no, Tommy G and, like, all this shit, you know? Yep. So it's like, and then, like, do a show with this motherfucker. It's just like, damn, all right.
That's so sick.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What's the lyric you got about Vitello?
Oh, I mean, it's like a hook to a song. It goes, yeah, they want to see me lose it, I be keeping it mellow. Keeping up the family business like I'm Tony Vitello. If you need a good time, girl, we got it for cheap. Got the game from my niggas and they got it from me. Yeah, shout out to homie Tony.
Yep.
Keeping the family name going, you know, like, but yeah, me and Tony, the way we met was fucking crazy at the death match.
Oh, in
Austin. In Austin,
yeah. Yeah, I was there.
That was when I first was, like, trying to learn how to drop in and shit, too. And I was fucking my knees up, dude. Like, I had the craziest. And that was, like, a crazy time for me, too, because I went out there for some film shit that I was working with. And then my homie was rapping, and he went and did. He was just like, oh, I'm going to just go. And I was like, but the skate homies is there. And he was like, yeah, whatever. Like, you can go check that out. I'm going to be over here. And I was like, so I was just pretty much, like, going to the ramp every day. And I was trying that shit and, like, broke my knees off. And I remember I went home or I went back to the hotel and I was limping and fucking the blood was coming through my fucking pants. And he was like, bruh, like, look at you. He's like, you're too fucking grown to, like, you're bleeding from your knees right now. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you, why are you doing some little ass kid shit? And I just was looking at him like, yeah, you just would never understand. Like, yeah, yeah, I'm gonna learn how to do that shit one day, and fucking it's gonna make skating way more fun for me. I just fucking,
yeah.
But I mean, it wasn't even no explanation for it. I just kind of, like, laughed it off. But in the back of my head, I'm like, yeah, this is some crazy white boy shit. But, like, I'm having fun, dude. I don't give a fuck. Like, my knees will heal up. I'll jump back on the board. Yeah. I'll be all right. But Tony fucking got pissed at me because Jamie Hustle told me, like, oh, come down here, you can perform. And I was like, all right, motherfucker. And he didn't think that I had – somebody had bought my ticket to go there for some completely other shit. Uh-huh. And I show up at the fucking ramp. I'm like, what's up? They got a mic and shit. Like, it's like, oh, like, I got to see what's up. And then comes time towards, I'm like, bruh, I'm about to perform. And he was like, yo, like, just giving me that fucking hustle run around. And I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm grabbing the mic. Boom. So me and my homie, we get on. We did like two songs. And the place, the drop-in or whatever, that place is hella strict. Our one song pushed back just maybe that little bit much of time to whereas when the Ghetto Boys, because they were the headliners, when they did their shit, they couldn't even do Mind Playing Tricks on me.
Oh,
I didn't know none of this, you know? And I didn't know Tony like that. I remember some dude was walking up to me who, like, you might know him. He's like, he thrashed it out and shit, and he was all like, dude.
Maybe it's Dave.
I've heard of you before, man. Like, you're a cool homie, but just, like, please don't ruin the shit. And I was like, what the fuck you mean you know me? You don't know me. I was like, you know Andy Roy? You know Timo? And he was like, yeah. I was like, well, if them motherfuckers was here, I'd be performing for sure. Because I'm just like, I'm like, nah, if some skater dudes who are known are here and they say I can perform, I'm not thinking, like, I'm fucking up some shit, you know? And then he just kind of looked at me and was like, okay. Like,
that was early. Like, that might have been the second death match that we had done. So we were learning the whole ropes with the scoot in. Those guys were fucking crazy on, like, the band is playing inside, and then right when it's done, there's a band playing outside.
Yeah.
I got a funny story about this. I don't know if you know this. So the night before that, Dave Simnuski, who's our marketing guru guy, marketing goon on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, hey, he comes up to me and Baca, and he's like, hey, you guys want to meet Willie D? We're like, yeah.
And
he's like, all right, we got to go clear across town to this party. Long story long, we go all the way across town. We spend all this time. We get there. We're sitting there waiting for an hour. It's like 3 a.m.
Damn.
Dude never shows up.
Damn.
So we go back and we're just talking shit to Dave the whole time. Dude, Willie D, blah, 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 blah. Just giving him the shit, right? So the next day, we go to the Scoot Inn in the daytime. Yeah. They got the show going. And Dave's like, hey, you guys, come here. And we're like, oh, yeah, Willie D. He opened the RV door. We walk in. Bushwick and Willie are right there. And he's like, boom. Like,
told you, all right.
That
was a makeup. That was his makeup.
Sure. That was the finagle of, like, hey, Ghetto Boys weren't even on, but now we're going to get them on. And then,
that shit happened.
But, dude, I was hyped. I was like, dude, I'm with fucking Scarface, Bushwick, and Willie D. is, like, insane to me. Yeah. Switching gears to the skateboard world and stuff, the Our Life situation, did that start with you getting a how did that all go down?
Yeah, fucking got a tattoo. I walked into the compound.
And what's the compound for people that don't know?
John Cardiel through the rafters, and fucking Bob Burnquist through the rafters, too, but Card's sick. Yeah, I was just going there hanging out with, like, Timo's little homies, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Like, Our Life, like, Squirrel, D, Major, John Stallings. And I would just hang out with them. I was, like, I would skate around with them a little bit, but I wasn't, like, rolling with them in a van and Aaron to go get clips and shit like that. Or, like, I didn't know Pablo. I didn't know Fatty like that. Or none of, like, I didn't know the whole squad. Just, like, the East Bay crew.
Chevy.
But I was, Chef was there, And, like, just kicking it there a bunch. And, one night I went up in there and fucking, they were giving out tattoos, and Bino was giving me the tattoo, and, like, we're all screaming Our Life. And I kind of looked at, like, Squirrel wasn't getting one, Didi wasn't getting one, Harry wasn't getting one. I was like, fuck it, I'll take one for the team. Like, y'all my life, Our Life, you know, like, I'm looking at them like, it's Our Life? And they're like, yeah, fuck yeah, it's Our Life. I'm like, it's Our Life then, shit, give me the fucking tat. And they're like, all right, hell yeah. Naga and Body and Gut were getting robbed, gunpoint, because it was in North Oakland. And Gut comes in all fucking wasted, like, dude, we just got robbed. And, like, Bynes is giving me the tat, and, like, we're, like, the two biggest motherfuckers there at the time. We're, like, both are like, what? We got robbed? Like, oh. And then we're both like, wait, let's just finish this tattoo real quick. And then he just finished the tat. And I, like, had fucking Io pull up with some protection. And fucking, we were just there, you know, like.
Oh, shit.
Because I was like, fuck, you know, like, I got homies around here.
Yeah.
Some shit. And then, like, yeah, I just would kick it there fucking tough all the time. I remember meeting Andy there, and, like, that was fucking sick to me because I didn't know who Andy was from nothing, you know?
Andy Roy.
And it was my birthday, and he was, just, like, happened to be there. And, like, all the dogs were there, and, like, I was all hacked out, like, bummed out on some fucking chick. And I just kicked it with those dudes all day on my birthday, 21st birthday, at the compound, just fucking drinking, doing whatever. And I took a photo with all the dogs, like, everybody in front of the compound. And Andy's, like, standing right next to me. And, like, a couple days pass after the photo's been posted, and this one dude who I'd known for hella long, like, commented, and he was like, dude, you kicking it with the Snuggle Bandit? And I was like, what? I was like, what the fuck is a Snuggle Bandit? And, like, I didn't even comment him back. I just Googled Snuggle Bandit on internet. And one of Andy's old school fucking Big Brother interviews popped up. And it was like, yeah, just Google the Snuggle Bandit, I guess, if you want to know what that's about. But it was just like some crazy Andy fucking jail talk. Oh, yeah. And I was like, damn, like, that's who I was kicking it with yesterday for sure. But whatever, you know, it's my fucking dog, you know? This has been my dog ever since. Yeah, hell yeah. Fucking Andy fucking Roy. Nutso.
We just got a phone call here.
What we got?
First phone call of the day.
Hey, this is Omar Song calling. Got a question for Hungry. What up? I know that one day you're going to get that classics, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just wondering if you would ever, like, introduce your own classics.
You know I am. My homie Omar. Onar. My homie Onar from the fucking deep south of the fucking L.A. zone. He introduced his own classics once, and I always thought that was amazing. I was just tripping because, like, I just recently lucked out on a fucking Volcom gig and opened up for Grant, or, like, did some shit for Grant. 20 years skating for Volcom and shit.
So sick.
And, like, Omar's hella cool, and he fucking shot me a text and was like, hey, fucking, we're going to be kicking it at my house, like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I'm just like, oh, fuck. I'm like, Onar Hassan's hitting me up saying we're going to be kicking out the house. Like, all right, no big deal. But then I, like, told my chick at least. I was like, dude, Omar Hassan just hit me up and said fucking barbecue at his house, man. Like, that's tight. And she was like, who the fuck is Omar Hassan? I was like, yeah, it's OG skater dude. Fucking sick.
She might know him better as Money Bump.
She might know him as MC Money Bump. She just might. Because those flows is impeccable. When you hear them shit, you just ain't gonna never forget. Yeah, MC Money Bump is that nigga for real. But yeah, I'm like, Omar Hassan, you don't know him, whatever, sick. And I fucking put it on some shit, and she's like looking at a couple of the tricks, like, oh yeah, cool, and just start doing whatever. I'm like watching, like, damn, this is sick. And then I put on another one, it was the classics. I'm like, damn, who fucking introduced Omar's classics? And then it's Omar.
Wow.
Introducing his own classics. And I'm like, out of all the classics I've seen, I ain't never seen a motherfucker do that.
Damn.
Like, only legends, man. Yeah. Only legends can do shit like that.
Fuck.
That's like a motherfucker bringing his Grammy out, bringing, like, who's announcing the Grammys. And he's like, next Grammy goes to me, motherfucker. I got the Grammy.
Yeah, right. Oh, shit, we got another phone call here. Hold up.
Yo, Big Hungry. What's good, baby?
What's the Cranny deal? What's the deal?
Just reaching out for some of your insight. Let me get your top three town rappers.
Top three
it could
town
be from
rappers.
The Acorns to the Hills to the Ville. At 6'9" Ville, whatever. Just let me get three of your top O-town rappers.
Town biz rappers. All right.
Yeah, bud. Thanks, Talking Granny. Schmidt.
Right on. Top three town biz rappers. Definitely gonna have to go with Richie Rich. Richie Rich is one for sure. It's kind of tough because there's a group of fucking homies who are from there. And they all kind of represent the same shit.
Yeah.
But Jay Stylin, definitely fucking West Oakland Ripper. And then, man, it's tough. I got so many homies from the town who fucking rip. I'm going to go Sleepy D, my motherfucking brother. Yeah.
Nice.
Because he's fucking hard as nails, man. He's just fucking gets in a beat sometimes and just loses it, dude, and just goes off.
How sick. Okay. Yeah.
But I don't mention fucking Mr. Fab, you know? Mr. Fab is fucking classical.
I was going to say, we're in Bayview right now at Thrasher. I don't remember how many years back, but Mr. Fab filmed a video two blocks over for the
The yellow bus shit or something.
Yellow bus, yeah. And he had the fucking bus and all the dudes coming out. And I filmed it all and I put it on YouTube. Sick. And that shit's a million views, dude. That's so sick.
That's sick.
It was insane. Like, dudes were falling out of the bus while it was driving.
I was like, maybe yeah, I'm pretty sure I was still in high school when all that was going on, so I wasn't really like in at any of those scenes per se. But I was in Oakland and like doing the hyphy fucking trains, like 100 cars just going up and down fucking Bancroft.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Sideshows and all that shit. But then it was like from the sideshows is old school.
What was that one thing called where it was like on the muffler and it was hella loud? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
The whistle tips.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah.
Here's the fucking Times Point No fucking dude.
Fuck. I remember all that shit.
Damn, the whistle tips is sick, dude. Yeah. I wasn't even fucking driving at that point. But yeah, that was sick. The whistle tips, speakers in the grill.
Yeah.
Those will have like speakers where you can hear the car coming from, like motorcycle speakers. You know, you can hear the shit from way up the fucking block. And they got beat in their shit, too.
Did Mr. Fab kind of originate that or not?
No. He.
Like his crew or no? That was before that.
He started fucking with Mac Dre.
Okay.
Mac Dre is who made hyphy a thing.
Okay.
Because before it became like this yellow bus whole ordeal, it was just kind of one of those Bay Area terms, like, oh, that's hyphy, blood. Like, you hyphy, you know, like doing some shit, you know, or in this other group called the Federation. But the other group called the Federation was way out in Fairfield.
Okay.
And then Mac Dre's Vallejo. And there's not that many people in Vallejo, you know? Yeah. So, like, Mac Dre coined a lot of shit, but it was really just his lifestyle, him walking around his little area. But then also being a world traveler, too, or, like, at least nationwide, and, like, traveling in different states and spitting his game here and there. But, like, Mr. Fab was in Oakland while, like, that whole like turf dancing and just like
Ghost Ride the Whip.
I think that a lot of shit did come. That's some Oakland
shit. It
seemed
like it was Oakland.
That's some Oakland shit for sure. Yeah. Ghost Riding the Whip.
Yeah,
it's just like the term hyphy.
Right, was
originated
earlier
with Mac Dre. Yeah. You know, but I wouldn't even say it original. He the one who kind of put it on blast.
I remember the shirts would say like hyphy with a question mark or what is hyphy? Like people didn't even know what, and they were like gravitating towards.
Yeah, it probably was some Oakland like terminology. Mac Dre is the first person I ever heard put it in a song.
Yeah,
but like sideshows is something that's been going on in Oakland since like the 80s, 90s. I mean, it's just the car culture of motherfuckers who in the hood, who got nice-ass cars, painted them up.
Yeah.
It's like in the South, they do that. You know what I'm saying? Like the big cars with the big donks and the big rims and all that shit. They've been doing that shit for years, but like as far as recent times, yeah, it was like the music that was coming out and motherfuckers as Mac Dre is talking about popping pills and Thiz Dance. And so people just driving around fucking nuts, you know, listening to some good ass music.
Right.
High as fuck. It's like our soldies, you know, or like for a 30-year-old person, like would be like that Mac Dre area where it was like, when you hear that shit, like you're going to think about like, damn, I remember I was a young cat doing this when I was listening to this. Or like,
for
you know,
sure.
But,
what about that? What was it? Kendrick Lamar video.
Oh, shit.
You guys got in a little shout out in there, right?
Yeah, because.
Was it like you and Donald or
Ron,
Ronald?
Yeah,
I mean, sorry.
Donald Blazy the Kid.
Yeah.
He fucking. I know the directors from that video.
Oh, okay.
And I know him from back in the day. And he just was like going to shoot the video in L.A., and then that's too much permits. Then he wanted to do this bigger thing down in Oakland. He wanted to, like, shut off, like, downtown Oakland streets and all this shit, and it was like, nah. So he was like, all right, I got to, like, kind of go guerrilla and look for spots. And, like, they went to Treasure Island, and then he wanted some, like, texture. So he was like, I want to go down to Bob's.
Oh.
And so, like, I helped him, like, find a couple locations, but then he wanted like background, like he wanted because that video was like a story, you know, or whatever, you know, like it was.
What
like
song is it
deal.
For?
We gonna be all right.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I think it won a Grammy, dude. Right.
Yeah, that
yeah.
shit's tight.
I think it won a Grammy, man. So like,
dude, we always crank the one that's the Yams. The Yams is the power that be.
Oh yeah.
The Yams took it out of Richard Pryor.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sick.
So I got like Blazy in there and Ten Shoes even in that video.
Oh, really?
You watch that video, Ten Shoes hanging on to the to the gate, and you just see him like do a little
at Bob's.
Yeah, Bob's.
Rad.
A couple homies are like got a skate trick in there. The little homie Isaiah, that fucking rips.
Sick.
Yeah, he's actually one of the characters. He's like running down a hill.
The skater from Patrol?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, he's like running down a hill. It's all quick shit. If you watch it from the beginning, I'm even in there. I got a cameo in there.
Yeah, like, I seen you and Blazy.
Some fucking fake shit. Yeah.
Okay.
I got Blazy and Moochie are getting detained by cops in there.
Shout out to Mooch.
Yeah, hell yeah. Because that was just me pretty much like, oh, fuck. Like, you need homies that look thugged out? Like,
yeah.
It's all good. Like, I got it.
We got
like,
this.
Yeah. And like skaters, you know, like, yeah, hell yeah, I got it. And just had all those fools come through and they fucking, yeah, seeing days like that is when I bring my camera around.
Right.
So I'm like behind scenes and like shooting photos doing shit like that. So.
Because Kendrick, I feel like he wasn't as big as he is now. That was like right when he blew
that
up.
That album with that, all that whole project. And like he won a Grammy with that. I don't know if he won one before.
Yeah.
But yeah, dedication, man. That fool put in some work.
He ain't playing the Thrasher party anytime soon.
Fuck it, I'll play them all, man.
So sick. Yeah. Hey, we can't bring up Blazy without talking about this fight.
Oh, shit.
What's the deal with that thing?
It's just some fucking...
You guys went toe-to-toe with the gloves at Lower Bob's. You guys hyped it up for fucking at least a month on Instagram.
Yeah.
People are like, is this real? Is it fake? Like, what was it?
Well, I mean, dude, I could talk to you like 30 hours about the shit, but... It just kind of turned, like, it went from, like, him being like, oh, you think you can whoop my ass, bud? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, like, I'm not going to say that you could just beat my ass. Really, though, it started as a joke because we worked together, and I was on my way to either New York or Switzerland or some random ass shit.
Yeah.
And I left my backpack at the job site, and I asked him to grab it for me before I headed out, and he didn't grab it for me, so I texted him. I was like, you want me to beat your ass now or you want me to beat your ass later? Like, just joking. And then he posted that on his Instagram and was like, yo, this dude keeps talking about he's going to beat my ass. Like, I don't know, man. I don't want to fight. And then I text him again because he posted that. I was like, yeah, tell all those motherfuckers you scared of me. Like, blah, blah, blah. So then he posted that again. And then I think after that, he just posted Hungry versus Blazy. And he did just a simple fucking, like, survey. You know, like Hungry versus Blazy, who will win?
Oh.
And I won on his survey. And then I posted it on my survey. And then I won on my survey, too. So he was just like, oh, fuck you, fuck you. And then he posted a photo of him skating. And I put Hungry. It just turned into a hashtag, turned into a joke. And then fucking.
And then Andy got involved.
Mo King got involved first. And fucking, he got a flyer made for us. And then, yeah, Andy.
That was Timo?
Yeah, Don Mo King.
And then I seen Andy was just like shooting water in his mouth, rubbing his shoulders.
Oh my God,
yeah. That was kind of epic.
I had a whole bunch of fun with it, you know?
Yeah.
It came down to it where it was just like, it's so hyped up that it was like,
right.
All right, we just got to fucking just throw in the gloves homie style and just get it in.
And then it was like three rounds?
Yeah, three, maybe four rounds.
Was there a decision?
Nah, I mean, I got the belt.
Oh.
But Santi made the belt.
Oh, sick.
It's a sick-ass dog shit belt.
Santi's rules.
And he gave it to me. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But there's heavy, like, Oakland, San Francisco discrepancies. Like, oh, like, that's like, you guys are the Oakland side. Like,
right.
Of course you're going to give the belt to him.
Ah.
I don't give a fuck, dude. We did it, though. I would like to see that more often from just homies in general. Not necessarily just homies, but like just anybody who's like claiming like, oh, I'll beat your ass, you know, or like
right.
I'll do this. It's like with throwing the gloves in,
let's
you know, like fuck it, yeah, you know, like rappers mainly, really. When I think about it, you know, like all these rappers who get like in these fucking crazy like Instagram bouts, like oh fuck you, motherfuckers. Like, why don't y'all just put on some gloves? If you can't fight, you should shut the fuck up.
But then it's the sore Blazy loser who takes Blazy it to fight. Another level, and then that's fucked, right?
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
This
for
dude
sure.
lost, then he went and got a gun and shot the guy because
lost for sure,
or whatever.
For sure. But if it's like all the homies of both parties know, you know, like, nah, whoever loses.
Yeah,
you know?
Done.
And whatever. But I mean, even on some fun shit, if fools are drunk and, you know, there's one homie who's always like acting like he's the toughest in the crew is like, all right, fucking put on the gloves, then shit. Let's all be tough together. Fuck it.
But you guys are cool now?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so it didn't like make it any.
Nah, hell no. But yeah, man, that was. I thought it was pretty tight that how we did it, because it was like no one really knew if it was gonna really happen. Yeah. I barely knew it was gonna happen until the day of, and the only reason it happened the day of is because that was a day on the flyer. Okay. Like, I'm pretty sure if there was never a date made, it probably wouldn't have, like, never happened. I don't know. The internet is real, man, you know?
Fuck, it is.
And it's like, it's not even like it was, like, I feel like more people would have showed up if they known it was actually serious.
Yeah.
Or if they known it was actually going to go down. But nobody really knew except for, like, close homies who would see us and be like, y'all going to really do this? And then, like, me and him just, like, kind of joked it off for so long. And it just got, like, serious. It was like, fuck it, let's do this. I mean, that fool's got heart, though. Like, I'm, like, probably 100 pounds more than him.
He's pretty gnarly. Yeah. I've seen him in bars take out a few dudes at one time. Like, I've been there going, damn. Yeah. He knows how to fight.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, he was throwing, like, and it's like we had the gloves on, too. So it was like, that's definitely me being heavy to him and having the gloves on and softening the blow for him. Uh-huh. But he's throwing some pretty good ones. But then I was like, he's got the gloves on, like.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's going to have to be like a fucking colossal one to just take me out, you know, which he's probably got him, but
right.
I'm kind of light on my toes. Twinkle told me Montana.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to take a quick little break?
Yeah, for sure. Smoke a cig.
Yeah, get it. Hi there, interworld of webs, cast, podding. This is Cranny. You're listening to Schmidt Talk. Talking Schmidt. Talk some Schmidt. Put it in your ear hole. Find out about your world.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden, and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
Yeah, real quick, how did you get into the whole photography thing?
Shooting fucking skate photos of all my amazing friends. Just, like, being out and, like, being like, damn, that was sick. Like, you know, and, like, grabbing a film camera and wanting to shoot that. Arrow called me a poser when I first got my camera, and I was like, fuck that. And I let it die down for a second, and then I kept going at it, and I just got more and more hyped on fucking skate photos, like just checking them out and shit. And then from taking skate photos and getting film back, started shooting with some of my homegirls from Instagram, because they would fucking be posting those hot selfies with the tits popping out and shit. And I'd be like, well, shit, like, you like photos being kind of naked. Let me actually take the photos.
So the first one you did like that, was it face-to-face or a DM, or how did that go down?
Well, it was a chick that was new to the area. She was hanging out with a bunch of other homies. I knew her, but I may have DM'd her the first time. A bunch of times this went down where I just, like, DM'd some chick. Or she's DM'd me and been like, yo, like, I like your shit. Like, we should shoot. Or I'm like, yo, like, seems like you're into the type of photos I like to take. Would you be down? And
did you ever think of saying, if you like my shit, you should check out Schmitty?
Yeah, all the time. I'm always like, yo, there's this cat named Schmitty in the city. He's the sickest motherfucker.
You can do the black and white version.
You shoot film shit too? You got the film cameras?
Yeah, for sure.
You ever fuck with the Leicas and shit?
No, I would just talk to Body though. He
just gave me a sick print of fucking Pat.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
He's been going through his shit.
Yeah.
I know, dude. He's got sick photos.
That's why I just want to, like, because you can definitely, if you don't know, like, my shit and you stumble across it, you think all types of shit. Like, how is this dude getting these photos? Why is this dude doing this shit? What is up with him? It's sick, you know? But I want to kind of push the envelope a little more and actually start putting the shit out.
Yeah.
Because there's some crazy photos that, like, if they're crazy shock value on Instagram and you can see it right in your hand, I feel like there's some people who will want to have that tangible, you know, and, like, have it, the actual copy of it, like, in a zine. And, like, I also got – I just – once I picked up that film camera and started shooting – I started thinking of everything, like, oh, I can shoot chicks. Yeah. Oh, I can just shoot people walking down the street in my neighborhood because
your life.
It can just shoot anything. Yeah. It's like everything.
Document everything. Yep. Yeah.
It's kicking it with the homies. Fucking got gut and stone, just like, dude, at the clubhouse.
Ain't that good.
Getting way. Yeah, exactly. That's another thing, too.
That's your memory what I always tell
definitely
people.
Ain't that good.
Why don't you live in the moment? And I was like, because if I live in the moment, I'm going to forget the moment.
For sure.
And then we don't have the moment anymore.
For sure. Or some moments are worth fucking cherishing, you know?
Yeah,
worth, like,
for sure.
And if you're in the business of shooting with girls or shooting with skaters are even shooting like street photography shit, you know, like you're gonna go and try to find some shit in a moment or get somebody even crossing the street, you know what I'm saying? Like if you get that shit at the right time, you're gonna feel like you were walking past that person.
And it promotes creativity.
Yeah, hell
I mean, that's creativity is important.
Yeah, dude. So I just picked up a camera, start shooting away.
Sick.
And like, yeah, the
it's always cool to see your shit. I just always am wondering, like, do you get flagged or don't get flagged? Like,
I get flagged sometimes, but sometimes I just put it up and then take it down before it gets flagged.
Oh, like, okay.
I just put it up and then archive it.
Do you get, like, three strikes, you're out type shit?
Three strikes, you're out in a month or something like
that. Okay.
And I push the envelope sometimes and actually got that three strikes and then didn't get, you know. Oh, like,
so you could do two a month.
Yeah, cool. Exactly, exactly. So if I get one and I feel like, fuck that, I'm going to post something else just to keep them fired up. But, like, my, like, love for, like photos of, like, naked women or just, like, fashion photography even, you know, because my mom always had, like, Peter Lindbergh books laying around the house and like just she was into fashion and shit, so just like a nice photo like of some sick shit
has
always been like close to me. Like I always look at a photo and be like, oh, that's tight, you know, like, but like obviously like looking at porno and shit, and like my brother would have like fucking photos of like his girls that he would like date, like random shit in his shoebox, and I'd be like, damn, like, because I feel like my shit's all over the place. I feel like a lot of the times people come to my page and they're like, oh, damn, I've heard about this dude from, I seen him on, like, Vice, or I, like, or I remember this Big Hungry that used to rap with these dudes from back in the day, like, is this, and then they go to my page, and I'm, like, skate, or, like, I'm posting, like, some photos, some skate shit,
right.
And, there, like, might be some fools that knew me from the hood from back in the day, and they're, like, is this the same Big Hungry, like, so I'm trying to, like, figure out, like, how to market and goon my own shit, you know, I'm, like,
for sure.
Figure out what to post, when to post it, or, you know, like, because I really don't care, but it's like, I want to, like, make it work, count for something, so.
Jason Jesse told me Tuesdays at 3:30.
That's the best time?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He's like, you got something on Sunday. He's like, I'm going to hold it for Tuesday at 3:30.
Damn. Just
like, I give him shit from now on. I was like, hey, Tuesday at 3:30. We're going to blow up. Hey, how would you describe the clubhouse to someone?
I describe it as
how many people live there.
Depends on what day you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like people come and go from their place. I mean, dude, it's I'd say it's a skate hostel. You know what I'm saying? Cuz like not no like cheesy ass skate hostel. Like it's in Oakland, right up the street from where I was born. It's hella funny because you always get like people saying like, oh, motherfuckers ain't from here, motherfucker. And like I started taking offense to when people were talking about like people who move from out of town and come here, because I got some really fucking close homies who ain't from here. They're from fucking Boston, Texas, Maine, New Orleans, T-Mo. New York. Yeah, you know? And like that, like T-Mo's a big thing that when people talk about like, oh, white people come and want to, I'm like, dude, I know some sick ass white fools who've come to Oakland to like help other motherfuckers out and not even on some shit like, hey, look, I'm helping people out. It's like, nah, I'm about to do some sick ass shit, link up with the other locals who are doing sick ass shit, and we're gonna do some sick ass shit. We're gonna just keep it lit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got nothing to do with, but like, Clubhouse is pretty much like fools from wherever on the map who need a place to crash and like want to pay cheap rent. Maybe want to go and do some shit around the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Like link up with some cool motherfuckers or some not so cool motherfuckers and just live life and like hang around people like-minded. Like, you know, listen to the same music or different music and fucking parlay how we parlay. Kick it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, but it's like, that seems very, like I could say it in simpler terms, like you kind of got to have been to the clubhouse to know what's up with the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And not only just been to the clubhouse, like spend a night or two on a good night when there's like a bunch of homies either in town, like it takes its phases. Like before there was, I feel like before it was even a skate spot, like where homies who skate, like it was just a bunch of fucking like hippies. Sorry, that's where I started taking acid. Shit,
speaking
of the devil, like I used to think that shit was fucking like, I'll never do that. I'll never fucking, you know, like it's some pretty heavy shit, but just hanging out with the homies there.
Yep.
Just fucking tried that shit for the first time. I was like, damn, white motherfuckers, it's crazy.
Fuck. There's the microdose too. That's popular. People be doing that like on the daily.
I don't know, man. To each his own.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like on some historical shit, there definitely have to have been this type of hallucinogenic vibe. Like, before we had like any kind of civilization, I'm pretty sure somebody was getting high on something. I think some kind of fungus or something. Motherfuckers was on something. I don't know. Like, I heard, like, the Neanderthals and all this shit, like, they used to eat the fucking, because there was some sort of, like, antelope or deer. Some, like, there's, like, an old, like, one of those fucking animals go far, far, far back.
Yep.
And they used to shit. And under their shit would be little fucking shit sprouting out from their shits, you know, like.
And that was like psychedelics?
Yeah, something? Whatever was coming from out of the shit, you know what I'm saying? I think whatever was growing, like in the grass or the mushrooms that would pop from out of that, you know, the fungus that would come for that would fucking send you. And like that actually shifted civilization. That's what somebody said. Like the more, because you start having more, you start getting more conscious. You know, when you come down, you're kind of looking around at everything around you like, whoa, like everything's coming back to, like you're kind of starting to grasp the shit. You know,
right.
Like, oh, shit. I should probably maybe move differently doing this, because you've had that thought. You can't deny it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I mean, some people have that thought and just keep fucking going. They'll never come back to any. Their reality becomes something else. You know.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
They just kept going. I mean, we never saw them again.
Realities are fucked. There's somebody who can sit back and be like, "You guys do that? Like,
yeah.
You fucking idiots." Like.
Yeah. How essential is the weed for you?
It's really a pastime of mine. I just started doing it in high school.
Are you one of these guys that, like, if you don't have it for a while, you turn into a different dude, or can you go a week without it, or do you need it every day? Or like,
I think I can go a week without it. I've been going like 2 days straight without it because I've been like doing the fucking jail and weekend thing. But other than that, though, like I can't remember the last time I haven't. Fucking like gone a full week without it. I definitely like the whole idea of just like the weed culture and shit, like whatever, legal, illegal, whatever, just stoners, potheads, weed food, all that shit. But there's times where I don't smoke as much. Like I can just smoke a joint one day and just be cool. And I smoke spliffs too, because I roll a lot of I smoke cigarettes.
Mix it with the tobacco.
So it's like that's a whole different high in itself too.
Yeah,
so it's like I can go without it, honestly, but I don't because I'm addicted to it. I mean, can't say that I ain't.
Does it make it different for you one way or the other since it's been legalized in California?
Nah, not necessarily.
It's like, just as easy to get, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just because it's better? Legal.
Can they make it?
The shit that's in the club is sometimes not as fucking good as some shit that you can get from the homie.
Okay.
Because it's also pricing, you know?
Yeah.
You can spend $20 less or $30 less, get the same amount, and like if you ain't a snob, get the same effect. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, definitely there's like this indica who
it's like wine, like
Superman. Yeah, it's like wine, grapes, tomatoes.
Yeah,
I just put them on my pizza, give it to me.
Yeah,
it's all good. Yeah, I'll fuck with it.
There was when I stopped drinking, but when I was drinking wine, there was a minimum level, and like if it was like a $12 bottle, that was just as good as a $30 bottle.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, there was that window. But you need at least 12. Under 12 is gnarly.
Yeah, then you're like, oh, yeah. Exactly. Same with the weed.
Yeah.
You get some fucking, you can buy an eighth for fucking $20.
Right.
Smoke that up pretty good. You can get an eighth for $50. Or you can get a fucking $10 eighth and be like, why did I even get this?
Yeah.
Just fucking sprinkle it outside your fucking, in your lawn.
What are your future goals? What are you hoping to fucking get cracking, like with the music or whatever it may be?
Well, my future goals, I plan to like have like 10 wives, but they don't. We don't have to really be married.
You moving to Utah?
Yeah, moving to Utah. Mormon. 10 wives, build a fucking big ass skate spot, big ass concert spot, and just fuck hoes for the rest of my life.
Drop me a pin.
I got you. I got you. But with the music shit, I just like. I think about that all the time. Like, I really honestly just want to be an underground artist. I mean, I feel like I am already.
Yeah.
I don't really care about, like, getting, like, super popular as far as, like, to where it's, like, everybody's like, oh, what's his next move going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just want it to be, like, when somebody hears my song come on, they're like, oh, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not, like, all these new shit that you hear, you know? Like, you might feel like that for the first time you hear it the first few times. And then after you hear it, you're like, oh, I heard that song, whatever. But then there's shit, like I was saying, like that Andre Nicotina song, when you hear Killer Whales, you just see the vibe in the whole, everybody around you is like, oh, nigga, this is my shit. Like,
yeah.
Hell yeah. You know, like, with, and like that, the same with like, not just rap music, with like rock music. Like, think about it. Like, when's the last fucking, I don't know, like, I like a lot of rock music, different shit, punk rock, indie rock, whatever. But what's the last like popular rock band? Like, that was like Ozzy Osbourne crazy or AC/DC crazy. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know, you know, like when's the last like band that's like came and like hit like that? All that shit's gonna eventually just be like that's it, you know, like that's the standard and that is what it is, you know. And I just want to have like music that's like, when people are chilling, smoking weed, they can put that in their playlist, you know?
Yeah.
Not that it just came out 2 days ago, or not that, like, I'm some new artist that you're hella hyped on. Like, if that's the case, cool. But, like, eventually keep listening to my shit and just,
right.
just listen to what I want to put out whenever I want to put out. And, like, if you like hearing me spit live, actually come to a show, you know? But it's also a lot that I need to do on my own. Or I wouldn't say a lot, but, like, consistency.
Yeah.
I think if I drop more music, if I put out some visuals, get some like videos out, and like just get on some kind of tour or something where I can get to more of an audience of like actual hip hop music listeners, not just like crowd surfers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it'll be all good, and fucking that is what it is, you know. Once I get that little 30 city tour, like, ooh, just open it up for somebody or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd build up enough fan base to where it's...
We'd get you on Skate Rock.
Yeah, that would be sick as fuck. Hell yeah. I'm trying to do Skate Rock. Man, I mean, I was in Switzerland probably like 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid, I was skating at this bowl, and this kid was just like looking at me, you know, and he was like, damn, this... Like, dude, skating a bowl. I thought he was just like, damn, I've never seen this kind of guy around this area, like skating or whatever, you know? And I seen him later on at a whole different event, and he was just like, dude, I seen you. Like, I barely speak English. He's like, I seen you on Instagram, and I didn't notice that was you. And I listened to your music. You know, he was like, I didn't realize you was Big Hungry. He's like, I just couldn't believe, like, why the fuck would you be here? You know, and I couldn't really put the face to the music because it's like people just kind of hear my shit, and that's it. There's no, like, big rollout for it, you know what I'm saying? And like,
yeah,
I'm always somewhere random when somebody's like, hey, that song, I like that song, and I look at the person who says it to him, like, I would have walked right past you on the street and not even thought twice that you knew that song, you
know? Huh.
So I know that it's working. I know that my lyrics is good enough to keep people wanting to listen.
Sick.
But it's just some sort of like market. I need to get marketing going on my squad and just
figure
it out. Like, I feel like just one good year, you know, like I look up to like MF Doom type motherfuckers where it's like,
uh-huh,
he ain't on the radio. He ain't performing at no summer jam, no big-ass concerts or shit like that. But you know that shit when you hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or even, like, how Andre Nicotina can still do shows or, like, a Sugar Free. Like, and, you know, it's like, if it could just give me a couple dollars to do what I want to do and, like, do that, that's cool, you know? As far as, like, my photography shit, I just want to put out a zine, get some nudes in there, get some skate photos.
Yeah.
Some like, write some shit, you know, get other people to add shit in there. And then, just
keep doing it and get better at it.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you learn something or get better, you had a good day.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the two essentials.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. That's been, like, kind of the reason why I've been reading a lot.
Yeah.
I read a lot of random shit. Like,
fiction or nonfiction?
Nonfiction.
Non.
Nah, when I'm in jail, I got to read a bunch of fiction shit. But nonfiction shit, like
biographies?
Nah, more so like philosophy.
Oh.
And like kind of some debater type motherfuckers like James Baldwin. And like,
oh, sick.
I read like a fucking Nietzsche, Beyond Good and Evil. Like, uh-huh. It took me like fucking 4 or 5 months to read that shit.
Yeah.
I would just be able to read like 20 pages, 30 pages.
And then kind of like digest it. And be like,
what the fuck? Yeah. Like, I understand what this dude's talking about, but I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Right.
Because I can't like pinpoint it, you know? And that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Like, you see something on the internet, you're like, what? Let me Google this shit. Or what? Like, that's fake. But you read some shit and it's been written years ago, can't really fact check it, you know? And especially if it's like some philosophy shit, it's not nothing to fact check. It's some shit that you're feeling on the inside. So it's like,
yeah,
it's good to just rile up your fucking your senses and shit and be like, damn, I know I thought of it like that, but I never really thought it all the way through like that. And then it's like, you can get lost in that shit too. But also reading like I read some Hemingway, Well, I guess that's some that, that was a novel. Yeah, Earl, yeah. That was some good shit. Huh. Random shit, dude. Okay. Random shit. I just picked shit up and just like I was reading this fucking metaphysics book.
Yeah.
And I like got heavy into it. I could barely understand it, and then once I started to understand it a little bit, I was like, all right, this shit's pretty much just trying to trick me into being on acid without taking it. It's just heavy.
You gotta go. Have you ever been to New Mexico?
I've been to the Indian.
Oh, okay.
To the ditch, that's right? The Indian one. School, yeah. I've been trying to wrap that up.
That's kind of the fucking mecca.
It's the one, dude.
It's so sick.
He's just cruising.
Yeah.
He's just cruising. And then, like, yeah. For days. On the way there, you can camp, hit shit. And on the way back, yeah. You can camp, hit shit.
That's a good run right there. And it's not too long. Like, you can get in and get out and get a bunch of hits.
Yeah. That's one thing I'm grateful for skateboarding is seeing that, you know, like I used to go camp when I was a kid, but not like that. Mm-hmm. I've never seen so many motherfuckers just that down to just pull over, sleep in the dirt.
Oh yeah,
just be like, yep, all right, boom, wake up.
Tomorrow's gonna
cup of coffee, yep. Cup of MD 2020. Let's hit the road. We're out.
Oh shit, yeah, then 2020 was fucking.
Yeah.
If we're gonna lead into one of your songs, which song would we do?
Go for the newest one I just did. It's on Spotify. It's called Sink or Swim. It's some Bay Area fucking heat. Talking some good twang on there.
You know? All right, check this out. We're going into Sink or Swim from Big Hungry here on Talking Schmidt.
You feel me? I'm just trying to keep it simple and funky at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Get with it or get lost. Listen, bitch, I was born in May. I'm a true player, I just happen to rap. Turn yourself around, go and bring me a stack. See frontin' like a star, let me show you the math. Hold up, wait, I got something to say. Four trout mouth bopper with a smirk on her face. You can never pin me to the day I die. Cause I shake shit up like burgers and fries. Like the little engine, she knew she could. So she blew herself all through the hood. I told her, baby, I don't want you to lick on me. All I see is big bankrolls in my dreams. Shout out to all the ladies that get it in. Sorry, but baby, I'm on this stupid shit. Get it together so that your differences. Looking for guidance, I told her bring it in. Hey, take a trip with me. Take notes, why the fuck should we fuck for free? What's your goals? Let a nigga get you up to speed. But it ain't nothing sweet in this cup of tea. Hey, where you headed? I ain't worried about your whereabouts. Take a second, turn around, see what you turn it down. Listen, I can get you published like I'm clearing house. Let me put you in the movie like Paramount. Hey, I told her leave it on the dresser. Top notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. It's nothing to a pebble on the beach, you did. Stay down for the crown, baby, sink or swim. What up? Baby, come fly with me. Don't leave no fingerprints on my dough. There's no iron team. I could tell you want a ball with a guy like me. What up? Homeboy, can't you see? Huh? Yo, bitch, don't want you anymore. It's nothing to a boss, you dig. Stay down for the crown, baby, sink or swim. Somebody tell me, can your girl post bail, fuck a selfie? Having all that sex ain't healthy. If the person that you fucking ain't wealthy, hey, I ain't saying I'm a gold digger, but I ain't messing with no broke bitches. Hope for real, baby, girl, you tryna help me out. Well, let me know the pin code to your bank account. Look, I can only be me. Thank God. All these square ass niggas changing identities like flavors of the week. Hey, most of my homies from the streets, but I got a few friends in high places to help me back up on my feet. And no matter how you call it, I can't sit around and debate you like my name was James Baldwin. Let's make it count like Spalding. Yeah, you good at pointing out every single little problem, but can you solve them? Shut up. Baby, come fly with me. Don't leave no fingerprints on my dough. There's no iron team. I could tell you want a ball with a guy like me. What up? Homeboy, can't you see? Yo, bitch, don't want you anymore. It's nothing to a boss, you dig. Stay down for the crown, baby, sink or swim. Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, I'm at your front door with this good game for your noggin, bitch. Ain't no slick shit over here. Just a real hoe that's gonna persevere. And she riding with a real one, you know what I'm saying, though? I am the will, I am the way to the top, top, top. And if you ain't fucking with me, bitch, you gon' flop, flop, flop. You know what I'm saying? Make that dope drop, drop, drop off on a real one, and we gon' really sky off. Rock it, you know what I'm saying, though? I could do bad by myself, bitch, so get the fuck on with that bullshit. Sink or swim, ho.
What's that one about?
This is like talking about some chicks and shit, you know, like It's kind of like Too Short-esque. Like, fuck the whole PC shit, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm just going in talking about how I view shit from my point of view, dealing with it.
We got a last phone call here.
Yo, Hungry. Omar, second question. Just wondering, man. When you put me on, dude? Man, when you get me, I need to kickstart this whole rap thing. I've been kind of way too underground.
MC Money Bump.
Come up. What's up?
Omar MC Money motherfucking Bump. Yeah, dude, me and him, we went and seen me and Omar, we went to go see Slayer, just me and him together.
How rad.
It was me and like the whole vocal squad, yeah.
In San Jose. Yeah.
And
was that your first time?
My first time seeing Slayer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously Sabbath is like that's my shit, you know?
Yeah.
But I know like Slayer is some people's shit, and like I never really got into Slayer. That's one of the things I didn't really pick up from like hanging with the homies. I never really heard them bump the Slayer like that.
But,
I was like, fuck it. Go see him live with the fucking crew, like ATL boys. Experience. And like Gut will tell me, he told me about MC Money Bump a bunch. But once we was in the van fucking behind the Denny's at like 4 a.m, fucking beer's almost gone.
Oh, shit.
Probably was gone at that point.
We were just check like on Hyde.
Getting it going, dude. MC Money Bump was going off. We got it going, yeah.
Yeah.
Caswell Berry was there.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, he wasn't. He can't rap, though.
No. I don't know if MC Money Bump can rap.
Oh, man. He can bust out some sick ones.
You know what he should do is rap his intro to his classics.
Yeah. He should put out another classics, and he should be rapping every trick that he's doing in the classics.
Holy shit.
Hell yeah. He's got it.
All right. Well, thanks for spending so much time here, and sorry about the fuck up. Today is Preston Mygetter's birthday. I wrote down a little poem, song, lyric type thing that I was working on.
Did you want that beat?
Well, I think I'm just going to read it to you.
All right.
Or what? Do we need a beat?
No, we don't need a beat.
I don't know. I want to get your input, though.
For sure.
Okay, check it out. All right, from Jersey to Philly and the NYC, all the way to the Bay and down to SD. Across the pond to Sweden, he's huge in Japan. They built him a bike with a keg in Copenhagen. Nicknames aplenty and the revs are always high. The big dog, P-Stone, also known as our guy. Mountain man breakfast or a beer can chicken, and there's not many countries he hasn't filmed a trick in. You ever had chili 3 times in a day or filmed around the world for your series Blu-ray? No matter the hour, he's always got your back. You ever slid down a fire pole in the house of Andy Mack? Trick request time, interviewing Tony Hawk. The Birdman asks, what's that? He says, shove it, front rock.
Damn.
3 shades of sherbet, Canary Islands almost took his leg. A true beer slave legend, ever land a blunt for a keg? Miles galore and good times he'd bring. Oldest brew in the States? Come on, Tom. It's Yingling. Lower Bob's builder with the R-Life crew. Master of the grill, never afraid of the queue. Father of 2, everyone's best bro. He left us too early. Hell of a way to go. Nicknames aplenty, and the revs are always high. The big dog, P-Stone, also known as our guy.
Our guy.
Love and respect always. Miss you, P.
Hell yeah. That guy gave us so many good times to be hyped about.
Yeah.
To whereas you can't even think of a bad time. So when I just like, kind of like just think of it like meet you at the crossroads type shit, you know, like. He ain't gone. He's just out there somewhere waiting for us to link up with the fucking, with the brews and the barbecue.
I think part of my brain thinks he's still in Sweden. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, he's traveling, dude.
Yeah, he's out there.
What do you
he's
mean?
Yeah.
And when I check out, we'll see each other again.
Straight up.
So that's cool. Yeah. If somebody wants to find you, where can they find you? On the gram?
Don't
on
be
SoundCloud?
Looking for me, first of all, because you might find a fucking problem, dude. Instagram, follow me, Big Hungry, with a O, Big Hungry.
One word or?
Yeah, all one word.
Okay.
And then just stay on me there. And I post shit from when I'm getting like Spotify. Yeah, if you go to Spotify, you can type in Big Hungry whatever pops up, give it a listen.
Sick.
Sooner or later, I have all my shit in one area to where is anyone looking for my music or zines or my sex tapes or anything, they can just find it there and be all good.
Take us to the bridge with fucking one more jam.
Let's go with some more shit off my newest shit. It's called TIITF, Take It In The Face. That's going to be the name of my project. The last shit, that was some, you feel me, some Mac of the Year shit. I'm going to hit y'all with some little bit more of that street shit. It's called Just Got Paid. It's on Spotify. I mean, check it out. You feel me? If you just got paid and you rolling around and you feeling like a motherfucking boss, you just play that shit. You feel me? Sip you some Brewery. Rips and sips. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go.
Hey, look, let me break it down for you as simple as I can. Everybody doubt it, but they know that I'm the man. Pardon my French, but the hoes all jock. And nigga, if she with me, then she paying off top. First off, I ain't nothing to be fucked with. Untouchable rhythm, I'm hitting smooth on some rough shit. Huxtable niggas be looking stoops on some smug shit. Chilling with three chickens, but I'm still trying to pluck shit. Steady with aim, lot of niggas claim they head of the game. Till they bitches realize they in bed with a lame. Publicize your life crisis just for seconds of fame. I'm politicking better numbers with my niggas from Maine. Shh, cut the line, nigga, don't say a word. This goofball from out of town was mentioning some birds. Well, I don't talk work on the phone. Meet me at the store, come correct, or that's a check for your dome, nigga. This shit slap, nigga, this shit go. Turn it up and pull it over right in front of the stove. If them niggas come trippin', tell them not today. My baby mama got the kicks and I just got paid. I said, this shit slaps, nigga, this shit goes. Turn it up and pull it over right in front of the stove. If them niggas come trippin', tell them not today. My baby mama got the kicks and I just got paid.
I'm at 138 and I just got paid. High stakes on the play cause the points get shaved. Bad refs catch texts and it's all in the game of fat chicks, head sex, and promote in your name. I'm headed from rags to riches, over stitching my rags, trying to buy the whole block, but popping the tag. Everything is calculated for the property tax. Second time you miss a payment, that's a foot up your ass. It's the blackjack triple, stuff my hands in your stash. Bought a copper dump truck cause you niggas is trash. Steady blowing up the pound, ain't no copping no sacks. Pinstripe dicky suit, ain't no shopping at sacks. Look, it's the sluggish rookie bone about to hand you your eviction notice. You could've fucked with any nigga, but you picked the coldest. But don't trip, buddy, I'ma bring it to you. Heat it up and leave you steaming like a fucking cup of noodles.
Hey, look, this shit slap, nigga, this shit go. Turn it up and pull it over right in front of the stove. If them niggas come trippin', tell them not today. My baby mama got the kicks and I just got paid. I said, this shit slaps, nigga, this shit go. Turn it up and pull it over right in front of the stove. If them niggas come trippin', tell them not today. My baby mama got the kicks and I just got paid.
Hey look, yeah you know my name but you don't know me, know me. Nah, that ain't my girl, she just a homie, homie. Best friend, she'll never leave me lonely. She spent the night with you, she took your rollie. Hey look, every day I'm trying to count it up. Never discount it, round it up. I'm trimming down them pounds, baby, calling me slim fast. Stretch it like Bobito, I'm the hero from gym class. Let me slow it down just a little bit. Okay, baby, might have sucked it just a little bit. Okay, baby, just might have let my nigga hit. Okay, baby, said she trying to make a nigga rich. Okay, but then she asked me what I'm gonna do with it. I told her, don't start asking questions if you stupid. Just bring it all to Papa, and I'ma double that. And then we double that, and then we double that.
Look, this shit slap, nigga, this shit go. Turn it up and pull it over right in front of the stove. If them niggas come trippin', tell them not today. My baby mama got the kicks and I just got paid. I said, this shit slaps, nigga, this shit go. Turn it up and pull it over right in front of the stove. If them niggas come trippin', tell them not today. My baby mama got the kicks and I just got paid.
Sick, man. All right, well, fuck. Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, nah, thanks for having me, man.
You down to do a little fucking, this is Hungry, you're listening to Talking Schmidt?
Yeah, yeah.
In your own words or whatever?
All right, all right. Bon chicken, wow, wow. It's your boy, Big Hungry, and you're chilling with me, yeah, and the boy, fucking Schmidt Sticks. It's your boy, Big Hungry, and you're chilling on Talking Schmidt's. With Schmitz, and we talking shit. Watch your bitch.
Yeah.
Peace out.
You heard that? Shit's legit on Talking Schmidt. I can't quit. You threw a fit. Now I'm ready to spit.
Come on, Schmitty. What the fuck? You got the bars.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please subscribe now on Anchor, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like this show, one of the best ways to show some love is to write up a review. I always appreciate to hear your thoughts, and detailed reviews are the best way for people to discover us. Also, a big shout out to our executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it.